Morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Yeah, I have two announcements. Short announcement. One is that YG Youth Group will also clean the gym together with English Church. And then the second one, just at the end of worship, we're going to have a benediction. So we're going to bless one another. Youth Group may know how we do. So there's going to be a PowerPoint. So all congregate, stand up and reach out your arms. And you bless me, I bless you. So we bless one another. Okay. Please open your Bible. Psalm 139, verse 13 and 14. Yeah, if you have a Bible, please open your Bible. Psalm 139, verse 13 and 14. Yeah, and in YG, we read the Bible scripture together standing. So please stand up, hold your Bible, and read the Bible, the scripture together for today. And at the end of the scripture reading, I say, this is the word of the Lord. And congregation say, thanks be to God. Yeah, you may be familiar with this. Okay, the first scripture, Psalm 139, verse 13 and 14. Let us read together. 시작. For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. Yeah, another scripture, First Peter chapter 2, verse 9. First Peter chapter 2, verse 9. Thank you guys, looking up the Bible. Yeah. 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 9. Okay, yeah, verse 9. 시작. But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belong to God. That you may declare the praise of him who calls you out of darkness into his wonderful light. This is the word of God. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. Thank you. Yeah, so today's title is Good to Great. Could you, yeah, next slide, yeah, okay, good, yeah. In 1991, Jim Collins published a famous book, Good to Great. Have you read this book before? Nobody? Me either, thank you. Yeah, in his book, yeah, actually I read, you know, summarized one, but the real book. Anyway, in his book, he selected about 1,500 good companies, examined their works over 40 years and found only 11 companies that can be called great. Among 1,500 good companies, only 11 companies were recognized as great. Why? He says, greatness is not a function of circumstance. Greatness is a matter of conscious choice and discipline. The 11 companies consciously chose to become great, and they accepted a wrong process of discipline for becoming great. Brothers and sisters, are you a good Christian or a great Christian? Are you a good Christian? Were great Christian. In other words, have you ever chosen to live as disciples of Christ? I believe that most of you are good Christians. Many of you should have kept Sunday worship faithfully and serve people with true heart. You must be good parents, friends, neighbors, employers, employees, students, and so forth. As a Christian, you may have had good reputation, but these are not enough for becoming a great Christian. Again, Jim Collins says, good is the enemy of great. Living as a good Christian is not bad, but definitely it's not enough to God. You can become a great Christian simply when you choose to become great and accept the wrong process of discipleship. In order to become a great Christian, what do we have to choose? It's very simple. To know who we are and to live who we are. To know who we are and to live who we are. So let us think about who we are. The Bible said in Psalm chapter 139, verse 13 through 14, it says, for you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. The Bible says, God made us fearfully and wonderfully. The Bible says, you are not accident. You are not happening. You were not born by mistake. In the first half of 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9, God also said, you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, and God's special possession. Whether you believe or not, God has called you as God's chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, and God's special possession. This is who we are. Period. In order to become a great Christian, first of all, we have to know who we are. And second, we have to live who we are. In the second half, 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9, God says, why God has chosen and saved us. You may declare the praises of him who calls you out of darkness into his wonderful light. The Bible says, glorifying God's name is the ultimate purpose of God. And this is why we are created and saved by God. For His glory, God created the whole world. For His glory, God made human beings. For His glory, God had a redemptive plan for the whole world. For His glory, God chose Abraham. For His glory, God saved Israel people from Egypt. For His glory, God has sent Jesus Christ on earth. For His glory, God made Jesus carry the cross. For His glory, God raised Jesus from the grave. And for His glory, God will collect saved people from all nations. Revelation chapter 7, verse 9 to 10. Says, after this I looked and there before me was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, tribe, people, and language, standing before the throne and in front of the Lamb. They were wearing the white robes and were holding palm branches in their hands, and they cried out in a loud voice. Read it together. 시작. Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb. The beginning of the Bible is glory of God. And the end of the Bible is also the glory of God. God created the world for his glory. God will collect the saved people from all nations, languages, tribes, so that God may be glorified. How many stories in the Bible? How many stories in the Bible? Guess. How many? 100? 1,000? What? 6? 100? 6,000? 1? Why? Just, yeah. How many stories in the Bible? The answer is only one. The Bible is all about God's passion for his glory. God's redemptive history is pointing to the glory of God. Therefore, in the Bible, there's only one story. Everything in the Bible is all about the glory of God. In his book, The Purpose-Driven Life, you have read this, right? Yeah, me too. Yeah, The Purpose-Driven Life, Pastor Rick Warren says, it's not about you. The purpose of your life is far greater than your own personal fulfillment, your peace of mind, or even your happiness. If you want to know why you were placed on this planet, you must begin with God. You are born by his purpose and for his purpose. You are born by his purpose and for his purpose. Yeah, we are Christian, and many people have Christian faith. By the way, the motivation to become Christian may differ, right? Some people pursuing their happiness. Some people may pursue their personal fulfillment. Some people may pursue personal peace. But the Bible says that it's not about you. You are born by his purpose and for his purpose. Why has God created us? Why has God saved us? Why has God called us from the world? For our own happiness, for our own salvation, for our own benefits, for our own wealthier, happier, healthier, whatever. No. We are born by his purpose and for his purpose. Therefore, we have to know what God's ultimate purpose is and live it out. When God's purpose becomes yours, you can make the first step becoming a great Christian. Just when you start to live out the God's ultimate purpose, you can become a great Christian. Here's my conclusion. Let me show you a short video. The subtitle is Korean, but should be easy to understand what's going on here. He was born in Australia, no arms, just short left side leg, and a short foot on it. You went to general public school. And he tried to challenge bigger challenges. He majored in accounting and the finance in college. Yeah, 1 John chapter 4, verse 8 through 9. Nick Warren, he says, God has given me such a great ministry to change and transform hearts of people of weakness. Through my testimony, I can share the gospel, bring God's glory and affection. After meeting Jesus Christ, he could love and accept himself. And he could find God's wonderful plan for his life. after they could be transformed from a good Christian to a great Christian. Why has God called us as His people? Why has God saved us? Why has God made us just as we are? It's not for giving us a ticket for heaven, eternal life in heaven. It's not a part of the gospel. It's a part of the gospel, not all of the gospel. The gospel is only the eternal life in heaven. It's more about than that. The gospel of the kingdom Jesus proclaimed is more than personal salvation. God has created us and saved us in order that we may see and show the glory of God. For the glory of God, God has made us just as we are. For His glory, God has chosen us and saved us. For His glory, God gathered us together as a church, not only for our personal salvation, not only for our personal wealth, happiness, health, prosperity, but also more about, it's more about God's glory. It's more about the kingdom of God Jesus proclaimed. Brothers and sisters, if you have been born again, is the purpose of your life also born again? If you are a born-again Christian, your purpose of life should be born again too. Even though you say that I'm a born-again Christian, but still if you are pursuing worldly purpose of your life, even though you confess that I have accepted Lord Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, but still, if you are living for your own something, even though you have confessed that Jesus is the Lord of my life, still you are in the center of your life. You and I have to change the direction. We have to change our life because of a purpose. We have been created and saved. It's not for our own something. It's not about you. We are born by His purpose and for His purpose. That's why we have to redirect the direction of your life. Brothers and sisters, let us look up the glory of God. Let us approach the glory of God. So let us change our life. Let us change the direction of our lives. Let us change the purpose of our lives. Not for our own glory, not for our own church's glory, but for the glory of God. By doing so, by knowing who we are, by living out who we are, by living for the glory of God, we can become great Christian. We are not going to stay on the stage of just good Christian, but we can be transformed into a great Christian living out the glory of God. Let us pray.